Are we at the mercy of extraterrestrials? What the heck is going on? Have those who have been abducted been altered in a way we didn't know about in the past but suspect now in the present? Why would the extraterrestrials who abducted some people want to keep abducting them all their lives? Could the reason be to see how the changes which were made to the abductees were doing? This idea is getting more popular as time goes by, especially now that it has been noticed those abductees who have been tested by us show white marks on their brains. We don't know what these marks represent, just that they are there. The sophisticated medical machinery we have today is capable of taking pictures of the brain. As we develop newer diagnostic tools, will we find other compelling reasons to think abductees have been tampered with? I am sure we will. An advanced race might be able to plant microscopic devices into a human body which would be almost impossible for us to find, because they might be made to look like an ordinary human cell. On the other hand, they might even be invisible. Could all this pertain to what we have been hearing for years about aliens trying to advance the development of the human race, evolutionarily speaking? Some people think so, but there are others who have different ideas about what is going on. It is interesting what they believe, because it would have the opposite effect on us. They think the aliens are reducing our ability to procreate. Populations are said to be going down all over the world. If this is true and the aliens are reducing our population, it could be happening for two different reasons. The first is to help the Earth support the population and not let us outgrow the food supply. There could be a much more sinister reason, however, and that is wiping us out without having to attack. It would take much longer, but the effect would be the same. If this is true, could there be any proof of this in the past in other places? It has been suspected there was ancient life on Mars that died out. I have no way of knowing this yet, but if there was, could this have been done to them? Maybe it was, and this is the way extraterrestrials get rid of races they perceive to be trouble because they are warlike. In some cases, this would allow aliens to get a colony on a new planet, and our Earth is still a gem. If we are still around long enough to explore other alien planets, what will we find? Will it be a pattern of races existing, reaching a certain stage and then disappearing? Is this what happens to most races, or are we so warlike we are an exception to the norm? Think of this: if we found a planet which was very warlike and had nuclear weapons and their technology was advancing by leaps and bounds, would an Earth government decide they were too dangerous to let this continue? We might not destroy them, but we might take measures to stop them from getting into space. Right now, we are not helping ourselves. I am sure the extraterrestrials studying our planet have noticed we are building to another war, and this could be the final one that destroys us if it comes about. There have been stories suggesting we are still trying to shoot down UAPs and even succeeded shooting down one recently. One of the problems is where our information comes from, and the internet is a garbage dump of information. What I mean by that is we have no way of knowing what is true and what is false, even at times when we research something for days. Part of the problem is also the government's policy of keeping far more secrets than it needs to. The other problem is even when the government tells us something, it may not be true. The government might be protecting other information. An example of this happened in Russia years ago. The Russian government decided to allow people to gather in clubs, and UFO clubs were formed. Things seemed okay until the Russian government went into a panic. The reason was, as the UFO clubs were examining all sorts of data, the Russians realized they could find out information on their secret rocket launches and made it illegal to have groups of more than three people meet. That was a while ago and may not be true anymore. I talked about this because the clubs were forbidden to protect other secret info. What have we found out so far as concerns those abductees besides the fact their brains have been marked? We know some have nightmares, but this could be quite normal considering the situations they go through while on board the UFO craft. Maybe, however, what was done to their brains is causing it. Just because something seems quite normal for a person who was in such a stressing situation, it might not be the cause of the problem. Maybe it is being caused because their brain's capabilities are being expanded and this causes trauma. I have always thought when we look at situations like these, we should try and look past the obvious for other causes. After all, we are dealing with very advanced beings. Getting back to the topic of what we might find on other planets if we get into space travel in a meaningful way, I bet we will find a lot of planets where civilization once was, but will be gone. All we have to go on right now are all the ancient civilizations on Earth which have disappeared, but this just might exist on a bigger scale where planetary populations disappeared for one reason or another. There are even those who believe Earth was cleansed of all intelligent life several times and it came back. Think about this, the Earth is said to be 4.5 billion years old and some say it is twice that. In all that time it is certainly possible for other races to have lived here and died out. Many believe we are living on laboratory Earth and we are really being monitored by aliens, and if the experiment fails in their eyes, they may just wipe us all out and start over. Could this be true? How could we ever know what is going on in the mind of an extraterrestrial?